And when you're driving a horse, you guide him with the
reins.
And when you're riding on it,
saddle, reins, bridle. Well, the bridle's in his mouth. The reins are still the same.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
Did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No.
What about hogs?
No.
Chickens?
No.
And
call chickens?
Uh-huh.
No. You can rattle a bucket of corn and they'll come to you.
Yeah, you can say, chick, 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 chick.
You can rattle that bucket of corn and they'll come to you.
I've heard mother.
You've heard of
one?
Yeah,
chick,
I guess.
Chick, chick, chick. Calling chickens.
Okay.
And talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a
good ways.
Okay. Or it's just a little
piece.
Short piece.
Okay. And say something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And someone slipped and fell this way. He fell over.
Backwards.
And this way?
Forward.
And say if you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what the one.
No what?
I ask you if you caught any fish, you might say, no.
Not a one.
Okay. Did you ever say, nary one?
I never did, no.
Have
nary.
You heard that?
No, not really.
Nary.
Yeah.
And who do we say that? Just older
black
people?
Black people.
Uh-huh.
Older people. Older people.
Can you give me some examples of how they use it?
Not nary a woman, I guess, is the way they say it. Not like all rock.
Go squirrel hunting this morning, didn't see nary a woman.
Didn't see nary a woman.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared.
And wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
And the bundles are piled up into a
stacks.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you'd say we raise 40
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Combine.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Harvest.
Okay. And say if there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and
I.
Okay. Say the whole thing.
You and I will have to do it.
Do you think they ever say me and you?
Me and you, yeah, that's real popular here. Me and you.
Which would you be more likely to say?
Me and you.
And if you're talking about, say, your wife doing something, you say? Would you say she and I or me and her? Or?
No, you'd say me and her. You could usually me and her name, me and Laura.
Okay. And you'd say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
both of us.
And you knocked at the door and somebody asked who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's
me.
And if it was a man at the door, you'd say, it's. If I asked you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was
John.
Him.
Okay.
And if it was a woman, that was
she. Her.
Which would you probably say?
It was her.
And if it was two people, you'd say it was
them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
He is.
And he can do that better
than I can.
And say if you've been out to New Mexico and you hadn't gone any more west than that, you say New Mexico is what west I've ever been. New Mexico.
Oh, furthest west.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them?
Theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n or yours?
No.
And say there's a group of people over at your house and they're getting ready to leave. You say, well, I hope. What, come back again, I hope?
You will come back.
Would you say you, if you were talking to a whole group?
No, you'd say y'all come back.
Okay. How do you use y'all? Would you ever use it just one?
No, never.
Never. You've heard a group. It's a real popular term in this part of the country. You'll say, y'all, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
And a lot of Yankees, they're trying to use y'all, and they misuse it when they use it when they refer to
Yankees. That's the way you can tell a Yankee from a Southerner. That's right. A Yankee will refer to one person as y'all. How y'all doing? Talking to one person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A Southerner will say, a group of people, how y'all doing?
But yeah.